to mute my phone. I didn't realize it wasn't muted. That's what I do.
I was going to ask you, if you were to tell anybody that, welcome to the Doghouse on ntnradio.com. And yes, this is the Doghouse, even though we started in a very strange way. A lot more music than we normally play.
Sometimes.
And we're playing the music from an old show. That was the No Filter music, right? Coming
no.
in.
No.
Yeah, I think it was.
No, this is the bluesy track. I think we used this as a bumper music a couple times.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the title. That was a totally different song.
Okay.
I got to pull out
the
filter.
You should.
Show bed.
You should. You should absolutely do that. We probably have that.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Okay. Anyway.
I rode 800 miles on my motorcycle this
weekend.
Hey,
look, if you enjoyed football this weekend, make sure you listen to the Doghouse Unhinged, where we will spoil your party. That can be found on patreon.com/NTN. That's patreon.com/NTN. I hope you can spell NTN. That starts with an N and adds the T, ends with a TN.
It's not ENNTEENN.
Exactly.
No, wrong.
N10N.
Yeah, no. that's where you can find it, and just go over there and become a patron of this show for as little as a dollar per episode. That's a dollar a week.
And
if you can afford $4
episode.
$4 a month, you will definitely enjoy this episode. You will either hate it or love it, and either way, it'll be entertaining.
and we get an entire dollar.
Let's put it this way. It was a very loud show. You might want to turn your volume down.
Yeah, there was a few F-bombs, a few A-bombs.
Lot of them. All the things we can't say on this show. We can say on that show, and we do on a regular basis. In fact, I'm really impressed.
We get too many of these.
We're really... Yeah. We don't get any of those on that show.
Oh, we get none of these.
No. No.
But there actually was some of this.
Yeah.
Just once.
Yeah. But anyway.
And Ken, here, I actually have a quote from Ken from it.
What we generally do in this country...
Yeah, that's true.
That's pretty much the way that all went.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway, so make sure you check that out. Anyway, this show is about motorcycle racing.
Allegedly.
So I have to change my mindset. We do a good job of being able to go from using four-letter words into being pretty good about it, even though we slip more
it's
often
very hard.
Now. We do slip more often than we used to.
It's hard.
But it's very, very difficult because we have to sort of watch ourselves. And Warren's always slipping all the time. Like everything.
Warren has potty mouth.
He does have potty mouth.
Warren has, like, bad potty mouth.
You could tell Warren would spend a lot of time in the military because every third word is F this, F that.
Those effing people, bring my effing wings, lady. How many times do I have to effing order the same thing every effing Tuesday?
My effing employers, my effing fellow employees.
My effing wife.
My effing wife.
And I have effing cut family. Way back.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. Okay. So anyways.
We had a lot of racing.
We did have a lot of races.
We had MotoGP, but we also had American Flat Track, and we got some silly season news. Mm-hmm. Some of it is semi-positive.
Let's start with that.
No, let's start with American Flat Track. Then we'll do MotoGP. Then we'll do the silly season news.
Okay.
Right? Because you always have to tease the silly season news last. I'm going to play Jerry Jones here.
Beep.
Beep. Silly season is not a beeping word.
I'm beeping my words.
Oh, okay. So... Warren should be very happy today, except for he totally slept on the race, which so did I. We did watch the highlights because I just totally forgot.
I'll be honest right after. I watched no racing this weekend because I spent the entire weekend on the bike.
Whatever.
800 miles
altogether. The American Flat Track Series was at the Lone Star Half Mile at Texas Motor Speedway in Fort Worth. So apparently it's dried out a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
And in the singles, Shayna Texter piled up her fifth win of the season, but she's still 24 points behind Colby Carlisle with one race left.
She had a bad stretch of races.
So
there.
Yeah, she had three no pointers in a row.
Yep.
What she has to do is get out there and break his bike.
Well, I mean,
break his backup bike.
Yeah,
and then win for the last round.
Yep. She needs to take his knee out.
No,
so
no,
he
no,
can't
no.
kneel.
No, no Tanya.
And can't race.
No Tanya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan things here.
Right.
Well, I was thinking just so he couldn't kneel at the national anthem.
Yeah, she needs to just sabotage the bike.
This is the textbook example of too little, too late.
Yeah, she totally Eli Tomac'd.
Yep.
She Eli Tomac'd. But here's the bigger news. I mean, I'm glad five wins. She's going to finish second in points. Amazing season. Would have been much better had she won the championship.
It would have been a lot better for the sport.
And I'm not knocking the Flying Tomato at all. Right? No. Kobe Carlisle's a hell of a racer.
He also
looks like a giant standing next. She was on the top spot of the podium, and he was still taller than her.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Anybody who wins the championship in the singles this year is winning by default. I'm sorry. This is the way I feel about it.
Why is that?
Because she punted. She had it in. She had it wrapped up for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
Well. But she, they had three races at the end of the
season. She had five rounds where she did not make the finals.
She just, for whatever reason, she has trouble with the TTs, and they were all towards the end.
That's called screw the pooch.
That's called being too short.
Yeah, that's true.
That's pretty much what it is. But here we go. Let's talk twins. Something amazing happened, and
Olsen
I did not
twins.
Think... I wish. This is almost as amazing as a video of... never mind. But here you go.
I can almost predict this.
Ding.
What happened in 250s? I mean, not 250s.
In twins.
In twins. Ken, guess.
I'm going to guess that two Harley Davidsons finished on the podium.
No.
Well, that would have been impressive.
One actually won.
That's even more impressive.
I did not think we were going to say that.
I couldn't say that. I didn't think I could say that. That's why I went with two on the podium.
No, I know. Listen, I opened up the results and I'm like,
but there is a butt in there.
There's a huge butt in there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Queen Latifah after our eating binge butt. It was not a factory Harley.
It was one of the
XRs. I'm going to give him props. Jeffrey Carver Jr. on the Ben Evans Racing Carver's Barbecue Mac Daddy Area WRK Motion Motorcycle. Right?
Now, he has some damn sponsors.
All his sponsors all at once because my friend, are the first Harley to actually win in the points races.
But,
congratulations.
That was on an XR, not a single... An XG finished on the podium a couple times, but, it's didn't look good for factory Harley this year.
No, and they have one more race to try and follow that up. Jared Meads did finish second, and Johnny Lewis finished third, so only one of the factory Indian bikes on the podium, which is kind of bizarre. Brian Smith did finish fourth.
How bizarre.
I don't think what's his name there? Brad the Bullet made the finals. So Indians still got luck of all three top podium spots.
Oh yeah.
And stuff like that. But if Harley won, so that's big news. Then we go to MotoGP.
Let's talk Moto 2.
Okay. Moto 2.
Mm-hmm.
They were at Aragon. For some reason, on my post earlier this week, I put Misano. I don't know what was going on.
I noticed that.
I was like, wait, why am I saying Misano? And they're at Aragon. Pacini took the pole.
Pacini, did he actually take the pole?
Yeah, he started on pole.
I thought it would have been his fifth pole in a row. I didn't think he did do the pole. You sure he got the pole?
I thought he did.
No, Morbidelli got the pole. He almost got his fifth in a row pole. He didn't get it. I think Morbidelli was on the pole.
Now I'm showing Oliveira on the pole.
Oh, that's right. Oliveira. You're right. Oliveira was on the pole.
Yeah. Maybe you were reading Misano.
Yeah.
That could be why.
I went into that race saying, I picked Luthi. How does that work out for people that have picked him?
I picked him too.
It worked out great for me.
Yeah.
F you. I picked him too.
Yep.
Y'all should have learned from me not to pick Luthi.
Yeah. It worked out for Phil well the week before. I mean,
it kind of did, right? I mean, I find that if I don't pick with Warren, it works out pretty good usually.
Mm-hmm.
But
not this week.
This weekend, and we got to give some. I will give props where props are due.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, over the season, and you're not having a stellar year.
Nope.
You have 7 perfect weekends where you scored all 50 points.
Mm-hmm.
Who am only 12 points ahead of you, only had 5.
The guys leading the pool had
12 each perfect weekends. Warren, with 4 rounds to go in MotoGP and like 2 or 3 in World Superbike, finally recorded his first doubles weekend and finally got all 50 points. First round, perfect round.
And I'm still ahead of both of you.
you had a little help because I had a double zero weekend, okay?
Yeah, but so...
I did that once, too.
Not this season.
So Warren actually got a lot of people. A lot of people got doubles this weekend, but I was giving a little props. We got Morbidelli came out and acted like, hey, I'm not throwing away this championship. And pretty much now I don't think anybody else really has a legitimate shot.
And Luthi came out and said, I wasn't going to win anyway.
Luthi was like, it's always better to be the bridesmaid.
Yeah. he's got a career of it.
He's only 21 points behind. There's five races, but he has to win all of them and have a little help.
Well, he has
to have a lot of help. And Morbidelli does make mistakes, but not many.
Yeah, I just don't see it ending well for Luthi.
I think even though the points are close, it's Morbidelli's to lose.
It is.
He wants to win. Luthi may not really want to win. He may want just to stay healthy so that he can go into next season.
But they're going to be like
MotoGP.
They're going to be teammates in MotoGP, right?
Yeah. So it doesn't even pay. Well, maybe it pays to kick him over, right? Iannone.
Yeah, right. That's true.
So I don't know how that's all going to work out there. So Morbidelli won. Luthi is still out there racing. I think he finished 29,000.
And be honest with you, the most impressive racer this year is actually not Morbidelli.
No, in my opinion.
It's Pacini.
Yeah, I think Pacino is having a breakout season.
But he can't put it all together.
No,
he can't win a race.
He can't. He's having a hard time putting an entire race.
But he'll have a good race, but not have a great pole start.
He hasn't even had that many great races. He's been impressive in the racing. His qualifying has been outstanding. And he looks fast as hell, but I don't think he's yet learned, even though he's one of the oldest guys out there, he has not yet learned how to
manage the race.
Well, it's one of the things that Marquez in his first couple seasons in Moto2, if you remember his first season in Moto2, sometimes there's a value in patience, right? Uh-huh. And you have to learn that, and Pacini doesn't have it.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, and
he, maybe next year.
Maybe next year, maybe not, right? There was a lot of, I thought for the good weather track conditions, there was a lot of DNFs, right? 2, 4, 6, 7. Yep. I thought it's 6, but now I'm looking, it looks more.
I'm glad KTM is doing as well as they are in both Moto2 and MotoGP.
Yeah.
That means that we won't have to constantly be doing the Yamaha, Honda, not even Suzuki yet, but it's been Honda, Yamaha, and
KTM has been investing a ton of money into the racing aspect, the street racing aspect,
right?
And I actually just saw a Super Duke in the wild the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I've ridden one. I've seen maybe
you don't
two.
See him often, but no. I was kind of shocked at where I saw it, and I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a Super Duke, and everybody's like, what's a Super Duke? I'm like, you're gay, get away from me.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of them.
I was like, right. You don't know what a Super Duke is, I have nothing to talk to you about. That's where that's all looking. It looks like the championship's Morbidelli's. I mean, 21 points is not uncatchable.
I was going to say he's going to have a bad wreck, get injured, and then not make a miraculous recovery like these guys tend to do.
Yeah, like Rossi.
I was like, Rossi, who number one stole somebody's ride, right?
Right, stole. Not only, right. Well, that was the thing, right? Rossi was like, I don't need to get the hell up, Bosch. They're going to put somebody. Oh wait, hold on. I got this. Oh no, they go to. Oh, they're going to put somebody on my bike. I gotta fix a good.
Right,
I fix a very good. And broken leg, titanium, whatever.
65 years old.
70 years old. And he gets his best qualifying in like 3 years.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I figured, like the announcers, he was going to run out of steam before that race was over with.
So did I.
So.
I saw Lorenzo jump out to the early lead with Rossi trailing. And I thought, wait, am I watching like a replay of an old race because they got rained out? And then I'm like, wait.
That's
neither of these guys are going to finish in the top 20.
I was going to say, were you watching this race worried that Lorenzo was going to win? I was completely comfortable that he would find a way to lose.
I had no doubt he wasn't going to win.
Yep.
Does that make me a jerk?
No, it's reality.
It's just the way it is.
It's reality.
I'm more shocked that he actually managed to stay on the podium.
I just did not think that a Ducati was going to do as well as it did. I didn't think any of the Ducatis would finish as high as third. I just didn't think it was going to happen, but it did.
Well, the weather had been all over the place, so that's one of the reasons.
And that track didn't have a lot of straight.
It had a few, and the curvy sections, like the windy sections, were broken up with straightaways, even if they weren't long. And you could see the advantage that Ducati had on that. The problem was Marquez made the smart move, and this I would say the one thing you got to say about him if he wins the championship, they've been very smart with their tire choices this year.
Yeah, and all the conditions.
In all the conditions, and it was obvious when Dovizioso ran out of tire.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was shocked. You know, Vinales, he just hasn't figured out how to race yet. Right?
Well, the problem is he hasn't found out you can't, you know, he was fast in the second half of the race. Right. The problem was...
You got to be fast the whole race.
He held up half the field for the first half of the race.
Yeah.
And to be honest, if he hadn't done such a good job of blocking Danny Pedrosa, Danny Pedrosa would have won that race.
Oh, no
that,
doubt.
That was the fastest guy by far out in the track
no
was Danny
doubt.
Pedrosa.
What has happened to Zarco?
I don't know.
He's vanished. You know, in the beginning of the season, it was like, Zarco, he's going to pull a win. Well, there's four races to go. Do we think he got a chance?
I think
did he not finish in the top 10?
I think he did. I think he finished 10th?
Ninth.
Yeah. But that's not good enough, right? You're not competing for a podium at that point.
I mean,
which he was earlier in the season.
Right.
But you know what happened? At some point in the season, they started making real bad tire choices. Did you not notice that?
Yeah.
He was running out of tires a lot in the recent races.
You know, here's what I don't know, right? Because in the beginning of the year, he was always running the softs. And he was managing to
stay
up there.
He's still running the softs.
Right? But is it the heat of summer killing the tires more? Or
it's
did something change on the bike where he can't ride as smooth as he was?
Well, here's one of the things. People always attribute temperature as being the number one thing. And a lot of times, it's not temperature by itself. It's also the surface, right?
Yeah, it's because, the grittiness of the track.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, right. And, I mean, Michelin said that the soft was the right rear tire for that track, for that race. And pretty much everyone, or the vast majority of the field, went with that except for the Hondas.
Yeah.
And the Hondas both went for the hard rear, which I thought was going to give them a big disadvantage. And
well,
I kept
Marquez
watching.
Marquez likes the hard rear.
Anyway,
we'll
so.
We'll be here all week, folks.
Right, yeah. So I thought, yeah, he was going to get swamped early in the race with the guys with the softs.
Which it took him a while to
And it'd be strong. But no, he was still in the top four. He never got beyond the top four.
Well, yeah, I mean, right.
He was fast in lap one. Danny Pedrosa had a lot more trouble than Mark Marquez had. And once that the advantage of the hard came in, I mean, he was, nobody could get to him, so...
Yeah,
I know Vinales did really well in the last half of the race, and I was actually surprised at how well things ended for him. You know,
so was I. I was shocked. I was surprised Rossi, like you, I thought Rossi was going to fade.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, he did drop to fifth.
Yeah, he did. He did
but,
fade
I mean,
somewhat.
His leg was like dangling. You know, it's like put together with an erector set.
Anytime he went,
you could see the titanium
turn. The leg would drag.
Right. Yeah. You know, I mean, he went by some people with the magnets. When every time he went by the speaker, his leg would lift up and go towards the speakers. you know, so I was kind of shocked. I was shocked to see him out there. I was shocked to see him do that well.
No, yeah. I was shocked to see him finish a race and finish in the top five.
Yeah, and I was more shocked to see Lorenzo on the podium.
Yeah.
I actually saw people giving him directions and telling him, you finished in the top third, and him going, no, I don't believe it, and him going, no, you did. You got to get over there. There's a thing over there called a podium. You got to go stand on the lower of the steps. And
maybe, just possibly, because actually Lorenzo's looked better the last couple races. Maybe Lorenzo's finally accepted the fact that the bike is not going to adjust to him. He has to adjust to the bike.
Maybe. Could be.
Dovizioso learned that, right?
Dovizioso
he had several seasons.
That.
Right? So maybe Lorenzo's figuring, maybe Dovizioso said to him, you know, sorry, but they can't make this bike fit your riding style.
Maybe Casey Stoner walked up to him and hit him in the back of the head and said, wake up.
Yeah, you have to adjust this
Casey
bike.
Casey Stoner probably walked up to Lorenzo and be like, my wife said maybe. Lorenzo's right. Like, I gotta do better. I'm gonna be on a Suzuki if I don't watch my butthole.
He may yet anyway.
May anyways. Mm-hmm. So we got like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk some of the silly season stuff going
yes,
on?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let's talk Joe Roberts.
Sad story.
Mr. Okay. Roberts.
Sad story that I was, one of the things I was worried about, what was going to happen with Joe Roberts. He was going on the wrong team. We know.
Joe Roberts went to the AGR Moto2 team.
Mm-hmm.
To like a 10th place bike or 15th place bike, mm-hmm. I think it was. Finished 20th in his first race.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the good and the bad news. He won't be on that bike next year.
Shocker.
Bad news, AGR has announced that they're not going to run a the bike for the last four races, which sucks for Joe Roberts because it's no track time.
Right.
AGR, they didn't really give a reason, but the rumor mill is that since Joe Roberts signed with RW Racing, where he'll be teammates with, I don't know. Anyways, he signed with RW Racing.
What is RW Racing?
Exactly. they're about a 20th place bike. I think Axel Pons is on it this year.
Okay.
And it's about a 20th place bike, and it's not good.
Well, the good news is that he can't actually lose as many positions as he has on the AGR bike.
Right. And the good news is more people watch Moto 3 than will ever watch Moto America.
It's true.
And hopefully the bike, right, I believe it's the bike right now that Axel Pons is on. Hopefully he'll be able to make it have a decent, he's not, it's a Kalex. It's an RW Racing GP is what it's called. Axel Pons is on it right now. He did get a whole zippy not classified last week, but he will be on that bike. So it's not like, oh man, he's going to a great bike and he's got a show.
It's not like he's going to show up on the Estrella Galicia bike, huh? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he's not going to show up on EG, Red Bull KTM, Mark VDS,
and all they're doing is perpetuating the myth, because the people are young now and don't remember when the U.S. dominated that racing. They're just perpetuating the myth that a lot of younger people have out there that the Americans can't be competitive at the world level, and that's going to hurt all the American racing as well.
Yeah. So that's bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Here is
the worst news.
Here's weird. Good bad news, okay. Right? It was announced that Gagne is going to get Hayden's ride next year in World Superbike.
Okay, what's the bad news in that?
The bad news is it's a Honda.
No, that's not bad news. I'll tell you why it's not.
Okay,
one of the problems this year they had, it was the first year with the new Fireblade, right? Mm-hmm. They needed to get a season of racing under that bike to be able to, on all the different tracks, so that they could find out what the weaknesses were, what the strengths were, and try to improve them in the off season. He'll be going to a better bike than Nicky Hayden rode next season.
I hope.
Now, is that a bike that can win races? Only time will tell. We can't go. There's worse bikes to be on in World Superbike than the Honda, right? In my opinion, right.
That's true. At Magny Cours, Gagne will be replacing the injured Stefan Bradl on that bike. So he's going to get a little extra riding time, mm-hmm. which I'm all for.
Right.
Listen, I like Jake Gagne. Don't think anybody who thinks I'm poo-pooing on Jake Gagne is way off base.
No, because he was really good to us.
He was really good to us, and I always enjoyed watching him race. He's fast. He's crazy fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just concerned that the bike is not going to be the most competitive bike.
What I'm concerned is that he doesn't get a good enough ride to help him move, either not be competitive. Right. Or, what I'm concerned is that he does not benefit from being a great American racer.
I think that, number one, HRC has already said that they will be providing more support to the World Superbike team.
Yes.
So I'm thinking that bike will be significantly improved next season. And it wasn't a terrible bike, but the riders this season both said that they needed more time. It was very different than the prior Fireblade. So,
yes.
I think it's good news. How good a news it is, we won't know.
So here's they announced that he's going to be riding with teammate Davide Giuliano,
mm-hmm.
right? But in the news this week also came out a guy who's French, so we don't always believe him, trust him, or think he actually will finish anything.
Mm-hmm.
Loris Boss came out and said that he was talking with Red Bull Honda too, when it appears they've already signed two people.
You don't think they'd run a third bike, do you?
I don't know.
Red Bull's got the money.
Red Bull got the money. Honda got the money.
Yeah, but I think they're providing support, technical support. I don't think they're funding it.
Would you run another bike for Boz?
No, he'd be the last person I would run. There's no way. He has not proven he can do anything but be a crappy teammate.
That's why I said, remember I said there's bad news with the Jake Gagne thing,
you
right?
Know what?
You end up with Loris Boz as your teammate.
If Loris Boz couldn't have proven his skills on the best bike in World Superbike,
the Kawasaki, in my opinion, he's never going to be more than a Midland rider. Sorry. Right?
I can't disagree. It's the best
bike. I mean, Sykes proved it was the best bike before Ray got there.
Yeah, no, I'm not arguing. I'm just saying all of a sudden now we're talking maybe three Honda teams.
I doubt it.
And then I don't like the chemistry there. I don't know. I feel like with Davide Giuliano being his teammate, I feel like Gagne's going to be the get the better bike kind of thing, or when the team pushes, right? Over Giuliani?
No, I think Giuliano will, because he's a more experienced rider, and he's proven he can win. And actually, I think will help Gagne become a better rider. Loris Baz, on the other hand, he's got nothing to offer.
Right.
Nothing to offer Gagne except bad habits.
And quitting because he's French.
Well, Zarco's French, and you know,
where is he right now? Are we even talking ninth place? Ninth place?
He did win a Moto. He was the first person to ever go back-to-back in Moto 2, remember?
Yeah, that's like being the first person to win an internet chat room battle.
No, I think it's a little bit more skill-taken than that.
I don't know about that. But yeah, so there.
How's Rins doing in MotoGP?
Oh, wow. Okay. Why don't you just kick me in the nuts while we're here? Right here.
I think Zarco's doing a little bit better than Rins. Has Rins scored any points?
I don't even want to look. Now that you're being a jerk about it, I don't even want to look.
Yeah, let's compare their points.
Man, Rins to, I'll definitely lose that one.
Yeah.
Because Zarco's sitting there at 6 points.
Yeah.
I'm still scrolling. Alex Rins, 20th, 27 points to Zarco's 100, only 90 points difference.
There you
That's
go.
Only 10 points, whatever.
They're nearly tied.
They're practically tied. Yep. He can make that all up by the end of the season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. But yeah, so I don't know what Loris Baz is. Is Loris Baz doing a Bryce Harper, like, I'm going to talk like, you know, like Bryce Harper was like, I'm going to sign for the Yankees for $50 million a season. And the Yankees were like, what? What are you talking about?
Maybe
we expecting, you know, was Loris Baz like, I'm going to sign with Red Bull Honda, hoping that he'd force him into signing Loris Baz. And Red Bull Honda's like, well, what do you mean? We're going to take the kid with the long hair and the acne from the U.S.
Here's a theory. And I think you were really close to the right answer on there. I'll bet that Honda did talk to Loris Baz, and he took too long. They hired Gagne for that ride, right? Because they want to put an American on in Nicky Hayden's seat, and I understand that. They should do that. It's only right, in my opinion. And Loris Baz basically slept on the job, and he's now using it to try and get a ride with some other team, saying that he was in talks with Honda, so they think he's in higher demand, right?
Could be.
Yeah.
I mean, he definitely says he's... He's definitely leaving. I'm reading an article here that says MV Agusta would be very interested in him. But
Good choice. Excellent choice of a bike.
Now, is Jake the best American to put on that bike? I know he's got the history with Honda, and that's probably one of the main reasons.
Yeah, I'm sure that's one of the main reasons.
Is he the best American for that bike?
I don't know, right? Jake Gagne, 2 years ago, when you could actually watch the races, we're going to do this pretty quick. Jake Gagne was running almost identical times on a Superstock 1000 as the Superbike guys were.
Yep.
Jake Gagne was like battling for the podium with the two factory teams.
Yeah.
Right? He's fast.
I don't know if he's the best, but I would say he'd be one of the best.
Yeah, and he's young. What's he like, 24, 25?
Yeah, he's young. Yeah.
Right? He's young. You know... I would say Heron would be another one that I would do. JD Beach is questionable on the age. Right?
They're close. I mean, I don't think
Bouvier,
that would be
it. But, you know, he got the Honda thing. I don't think it's like, they're going for a low marker, although his points aren't in it. He just didn't have the money on the team this year. He's a hell of a rider.
I think he is,
You know, so we'll see. We'll see what he can do with the whole season, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Just my thoughts.
Stay tuned for next week's episode.
Or not.
Stay tuned for next week's episode. Next week's episode is going to be next week, Warren. That's why we don't let Warren talk.